Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, already into the second hour of this global transmission against tyranny. I rarely get sick, but it's my excuse for being a bit, I think the operative word is dingy today. I started getting a sore throat last night when I was working on a new film, and then I got home and didn't sleep too well, and I'm sitting here on air running a fever right now with a raw throat, so just bear it with me if I'm not my normal chipper self. I probably shouldn't even do a radio show if I'm sick, because, again, I got home last night, and my wife had taped Mel Gibson on the national show on ABC with Diane Sawyer, primetime, and I guess we hadn't taped the whole thing, and I'm like, yep, I knew it. They didn't talk about weapons of mass destruction, see? I knew she'd cut that out, and indeed, it was in there. So that's encouraging, folks. We've got loaded phone lines. We've got Greg Palast coming up the next hour, BBC investigative reporter, best-selling author. So we only had him on for 20 minutes the other day, and that kind of ran short, and we had more to talk about, so he'll be joining us to talk about Bush's real military record, and we'll also get into our government ordering the FBI not to stop Pakistan while they were busy proliferating weapons of mass destruction. So again, our government attacks innocent countries that haven't done anything wrong, and then helps arm and then proliferate weapons with real states that are threats. So that's coming up, too. Also, $58 million in property missing from NASA. Every day or two, I see articles of billions more missing from the Pentagon, or millions here, billions there, missing from other federal bureaucracies, other federal agencies. Folks, there's $1.2 trillion. It's hard to even grasp that amount of money, but $1.2 trillion over the last 9 years missing from the Pentagon under Bill Clinton, and now accelerating under George Walker Bush. So when you hear about $58 million missing or $3 million missing from the Pentagon, that doesn't even scratch the surface, but it's part of a culture of criminality in government, and we should all be concerned about it. Let's go ahead and go to Bill in Ohio. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex?
Yes.
All right. I was just wanting to say, you had a guy in yesterday talking about he was passing out videotapes, and now he's looking at a year in jail for doing that. Is that right?
Yes, and I've got his number here, and I'm putting together the documents and the info in Kentucky. And he gave a cop a video, and the cop said, this video threatened me. They arrested him, and the judge said, you are guilty of giving a police officer an anti-government, anti-police video. So that shows you the Sovietization of the mindset of these people.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Thing of it is, they do that kind of stuff is because they get away with it, and nobody ever thinks to stop them. You know? And when you think of what Solzhenitsyn said, when it happened in Russia, when they were coming for people and stuff, and how they burned in the camps, and they realized they had nothing to lose anyways, they should have made sure some of them died that day.
And I wonder, I wonder how these cops sleep with themselves, how they go to bed at night, because, if I do something wrong, I mean, I have all these conscience pangs. I said this yesterday, I have the Law Enforcement Technology magazine from a few years ago, and it says, if you see a Get Us Out of the UN bumper sticker on a car, go ahead and take them into jail. And police chiefs, don't criticize your officers. These people are probably terrorists or criminals. I mean, how does a cop read that and not realize how un-American that is?
Yeah, that's exactly right. But the point is, if no one's willing to stand up when they come to your door, when they come to take your kids or when they come to take you to jail for passing out videotapes, they're just going to keep doing it. So
Well, what they do is, tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back. This is very important. Stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon-222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I don't have the words, I don't have ways to describe how serious it is that if police pull you over at a checkpoint and find a pocket constitution in your vehicle, that they will roust you from the car, claim that you assaulted them, and take you to jail. And I mean, we have this stuff on video from squad cars happening. But it's the FBI, the FEMA, the ADL training. And that's why I'm so angry with the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and others, because they're setting up what could only be described as a Nazi or a Soviet-style system. And our caller, Bill in Ohio, was bringing up this point of what Alexander Solzhenitsyn said in Gulag Archipelago, and I have that quote, by the way, at the top of the page. That's our motto, or maxim, you could say, that quote from Gulag Archipelago, where Solzhenitsyn said, "What would have happened when the secret police came to pick us up at night if just a small percentage of us would have fought back?" And we are fighting back. The pen is mightier than the sword. A lot of police are good. A lot of military are good and are waking up to what's happening. But not enough of them, and it's up to us to educate them. But then a listener in Kentucky, Kelly Rushing, goes and gives a state police officer one of my videos, a video of C-SPAN footage as well, and the cop later pulls him over and says, "You threatened my family," and takes him to jail, and the judge says to him, you're guilty of giving a police officer an anti-government, anti-police video. Where it's not anti-government, anti-police, it's anti-corruption, as he said. and they'll railroad them. They won't let the evidence come up before the jury unless, things are, I guess, navigated correctly. But again, the average person just doesn't know how crazy it is. In public schools all over the nation, if your child writes the word gun in an essay for English class, they're arrested, they're expelled, CPS is sent to the home. Well, your child, you know, in a story wrote about a gun. You know, it's thought crime. A few years ago, there was a case in Idaho where a black football coach assaulted a white woman who was a reporter because she took his picture at the end of the game, and the woman's husband jumped over the bleachers and ran up to the black man, and the black man called him a racial name. This was in the newspaper, and we had him on the show, and the white man called him a racial name back, and he was arrested for the racial term, and the black man wasn't arrested for assaulting the woman. And my point is that this is thought crime in America, and they're really trying to set this up. They're doing this. And right now, it's the minority of police that are doing this, those that have bought the Southern Poverty Law Center, FBI, FEMA, ADL training, because it's all basically identical. I've got their handbooks, I've got their training videos, I've had the police on the air, I've got their manuals, I've got video of them teaching it. I don't want to go back over this again today, but it really is a central issue of how un-American things are getting. Anything else, Bill, that you wanted to add, sir?
Yeah. Just wanted to finish up by saying that, like I said, they're doing it because they're getting away with it. Until some of them go back in body bags every time, they ain't going to back off. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
I think at this point, the globalists don't care if 100,000 cops die. They don't care if thousands of military die in domestic takeover operations that they've been training for decades. They don't care. I mean, look at the troops in Iraq. Been given the deadly vaccines, breathing depleted uranium at 1,900 times safe levels. They don't care about the police and military. They don't care if we get in a war with them. In fact, they want that to escalate things. The answer is, when they try stuff like this in a town or city, to remove the local government through the election, to sue public officials, to stand up against it. In this town in Kentucky, in Fredonia, Kentucky, everybody needs to get my videos. Say 100 people need to get them. Make 100 copies apiece and put out 10,000 copies where every person in the city has a copy. And put a note with each copy saying, a citizen was arrested for giving a police officer one of these in America. And in America, we're supposed to be able to have free speech, the First Amendment. And if you did that, if 10,000 copies of my film, and by the way, I mean, I know of individuals who've given out 4,000 copies, by the way. But if 100 people got together and made a couple hundred copies apiece, and then told those that got copies of the films to make copies themselves, you'd have more than 10,000 copies in this county, in this town. And it's only a town of a few thousand people, by the way, so you wouldn't even have to do that. And then people would say, yeah, what's wrong with our police department? What's wrong with the state police in our area? This isn't Russia. This is America. But again, if you had real local talk radio in that town, they wouldn't be able to get away with this. But instead, you've got these neocon whores that tell you conservatism is gun control and open borders, and Michael Savage saying, put anybody who disagrees with the government in a concentration camp. And by the way, he says that every time he's on the air. I mean, it sounds unbelievable, but that's the case. In fact, I was on a show for a couple hours in Rhode Island yesterday, one of our great affiliates, 1320, out of Providence, that's carrying the show right now. And the host, Jack Blood, was talking about how they're getting a lot of sponsors because, you know, they'll go out at first to get sponsors and say, sponsor this show. And they'll go, man, that's a radical show. And Jack Blood will just say, well, wait a minute. A radical show. Have you heard what Michael Savage is saying on the other station? Put anybody who disagrees with the government in a forced labor camp. That's his actual quote. I mean, that's radical. All we're saying is, hey, folks, we got national talk show hosts and the media and the Pentagon talking about putting us in camps. This ain't good. That's all we're pointing out here, is the emperor has no clothes. We're not radical at all. We get up here on air and we cover the news. I just can't believe how far we've slipped, how fast things have moved. Let's go ahead and talk to Marlene in Florida. Marlene, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good.
By the way, talk to Joyce Rowdy about that sore throat of yours. She had one, and within 2 days, she was fine.
Well, I rarely get sick, but I have had some sore throats this year. I don't know what's causing it.
But what I want to tell you, I was so proud of Mel last night. For the stance he takes and lives, he's thoroughly, truly a believing Christian.
And he's been blessed. I mean,
absolutely.
Every film he makes is a giant success now, and they're wholesome compared to the rest of the stuff we see coming out of Hollywood. That proves that people want wholesome, uplifting films. They don't want the garbage being crammed down our throat.
Absolutely. Diane tried to put a wedge in there, and boy, Mel stood up to her. When she mentioned something about Hutton saying, they were talking about Jews encamped in the Holocaust during the Second World War, and like 6,000 Jews, and Hutton seems to think, I'm not sure, I just gathered from what was said last night, that there were less than 6,000 Jews. And Mel said, 6,000, 2,000, 3,000, what doesn't matter, it was too many. And she started on it again, and he looked at her, right eye to eye, nose to nose, and he said, Diane, don't go there. Don't try to put a wedge between my father and me. Previously he had said, I love my father, I respect him, we get along well, we're really tight. And she tried to put that wedge in there, and he just stood up to her. And I thought, wow, go, man, go.
Well, I'm really frustrated now. I guess I only got about half the show. How long was it?
It was an hour show, minus the commercials, of course.
Okay, so...
So it was the full hour. She had him for the full hour.
Well, a listener called, and the listener said that if I'll just stop asking for a copy of it, he'll send me one, and that's good. But, if I'll just stop asking for a copy of it.
Yeah.
Well, this is what happens... And I've talked to Hutton about this. What they do is they put out false quotes. They lie, okay? That's what's happened. And, look, they had, the part I did see was Foxman on there saying that he didn't say the film was anti-Semitic. Well, that's a lie. I have his press release where he said that.
It was less than a month ago. He said that I'm in the Orlando area, outside the Orlando area, and he was quoted as saying that in the Orlando Sentinel.
Well, look, the Orlando Sentinel could misquote Foxman because the media is well known for that. My point is, Foxman put an article out a few months ago.
Oh.
I read it on air, and he said, there is no doubt Mel Gibson's an anti-Semite. There's no doubt this movie's bad, and this movie needs to be boycotted. And so he is a liar. He is a liar, so the point is, you can't believe any... And all I saw was every time they cut to Diane Sawyer, if she was glaring at Mel, she had this ugly look on her face. And, she was trying to put him, off ease. She was trying to make him nervous.
And she didn't do it. She didn't do it. She couldn't sway him. His defense was, and it's because he lives what he lives and believes what he lives, is that, hey, I'm not an anti-Semite. I'm not an anti-anything like that. Because being an anti-Semite is against my religion. It's a sin, and I'm not going to commit a sin for that.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate the call. And we've got a lot of other callers that want to talk about this primetime piece that aired last night. Basically, what you said is so right. The media is trying to drive a wedge into the public psyche so people don't see this film or so they don't get the message of the film. The media is anti-Christian. I mean, that's obvious. Just watch a TV show. It's that message is everywhere. And so they try to raise this anti-Semitism red herring because that's a horrible allegation. But we'll come back and continue with your calls. Wide open phones today. Got Greg Palace coming up the next hour. We'll talk to Dominique and Don and Victor and many others that are holding. I'll take about five more calls, and I'm going to get into some news, kind of a news blitz here. and then we'll go to our guest, Greg Palast. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, predominantly on the show today, we've been talking about the First Amendment and how it's under attack here in the United States, and how freedom of speech worldwide is under attack, and listeners have been calling in one after another saying how great they thought the primetime piece was last night with Mel Gibson, with the CFR member Diane Sawyer, and how Mel did a pretty good job of fending off her attempts at demonization. Let's go back to the calls, and then I'll get into this huge stack of really important news. In fact, one of the articles here, new level and new link between lead levels and schizophrenia. This is out of the London Independent. Babies exposed to high levels of lead in the womb are more than twice as likely to develop schizophrenia in adulthood, according to new research by U.S. scientists. Blood samples taken from pregnant American women in the 1960s show that the children of those who had high levels of lead in their blood grew up with a much increased risk of psychiatric disorder. And I've got another study here. Guess what mercury can do? It can cause schizophrenia later and, of course, brain damage in children. And that's exactly what's in the vaccines. And I have another article from yesterday out of the Associated Press where the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, tried to cover up their own records showing that the mercury in the vaccines was brain damaging children. But no matter how they try to cover this up, more and more of it is starting to come out. So we'll get into that more after the next break. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Dominique in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir, Mr. Alex Jones. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
That's good. The first thing I want to thank you for all the hard work you do, you know, in informing us and the very powerful videos that you've made to help us, you know, spread the word. The question I have is in reference to the Patriot Act resolution. You know, I met you out there at the LTRA building.
Oh, you came down a few months ago when we threw the Patriot Act out in Austin.
Hey, yes, sir. I spoke to you briefly over there. The question about that I had is, well, you know, we got the resolution passed, but it seems that Patriot Act is still being used, you know, freely.
But what it does is it puts it in the public record that it is improper, that it's criminal what they're doing, and it causes the government to hesitate and to not legitimize the use of it. So it is a good thing what we did here in Austin, what you did, what you were part of. But I agree. I mean, we have not won this fight, far from it.
Okay, yeah, because I was just wondering, you know, what else can we do? What's the next? I know you always say inform people, but what else, you know, as far as...
Well, really, that's what we did. I mean, by going down and having hundreds of people show up and by having all that testimony and by exposing what's in the Patriot Act and by confronting U.S. attorneys, we let them know that we know we're not giving up on America. We're not going to capitulate. We're not going to abandon the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So that's why, I mean, it's a war. It's putting one foot in front of the next. You know, exposing what the Patriot Act really does is damaging their capacity to use it against the general population.
All right, yeah. You answered my question. Thanks a lot. You have a good one.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Don in Tennessee. Don, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing today, Alex?
Pretty good.
Good. I've got this recorded, and I've got the video keyed up now if you'd like to hear it on air.
You know, that's funny. The next caller, Victor, says he has it queued up as well.
Yeah, I have it, and I want to send you a copy of it so you have it. You know?
Well, again, I ended up taping part of the primetime piece last night, but, yes, I would appreciate that. I tell you what, put the phone right up to the speaker and let's hear it. What clip is this?
This is Diane Sawyer when she asked him, she was asking him about his series of movies on Lethal Weapon series, leading up to where he makes his statement that he is going to pitch a tent and camp out with, you know, where he can't be found by weapons of mass destruction.
Go ahead and play the clip then.
Okay, let me get the phone there.
And again, I'm surprised. I know Hutton is surprised by the fact that they did leave that in there.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was stunned, but pleasantly stunned. Here it is, right here.
I feel like I want to get in front of the camera anymore. I'd like to think, just
yeah, that's way too low, Don.
Watching other people.
You know, I can actually get.
I might not hurry back. I might go and. Go somewhere no one can find me. You know where that is? You know where it's the place that no one can find you? I was thinking of pitching my tent right next to the weapons of mass destruction. And no one would find me.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I did get to that. Thanks.
Okay. Well, that's what I wanted to do. And I have your address. I'll send you a copy of this, okay? And
I'm I appreciate it,
okay,
Don. Anything else, Don?
No, that's about it. I just appreciate what you're doing for us and keeping us informed.
Thank you so much, sir. All right. Well, that was interesting. Yeah, that's funny. That's a great line. We'll come back and we'll talk to Victor and Ron and Ed and others, and then we'll get into more news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Brr, record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow. Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
To arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you do.
All right, my friends, we're back live.
If you break the law,
and the whole show basically has turned into a discussion of primetime last night with Diane Sawyer and the attempted, the failed demonization of the Passion. And we're going to take a few more calls, and then I'm going to get into some other news issues. And we've got Greg Palast, award-winning BBC reporter, joining us coming up in the next hour. I was just talking to Hutton during the break. He thought it was a pretty good piece, and so did I. But what else can they do? I mean, it's a good movie. It's a wholesome film. Why, then, has the media been demonizing the Passion of Christ? And this is just a microcosm example of how, across the board, anything that's wholesome and good is being attacked, while things that are evil are being held up as good. But, I mean, basically, that's all I can say on the subject. Let's go ahead and talk now to, oh, I guess who's up next here? Victor in Florida. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello. I'm calling from Pensacola, and I wanted to comment on the so-called pastor from Presbyterian Church USA in Dallas.
Yeah, and for those, again, that just joined us, recap what happened yesterday.
Well, basically, he is a gun grabber who's using his church to indoctrinate people into believing that you shouldn't have guns. And he's, you know, he's couching it in Nice.
And they've had seven gun buybacks, and a listener sent me an email yesterday that's a good point. The Presbyterian Church is anti-gun. They're also pro-open border. They're lobbying for that. In Arizona, they're one of the churches helping put the water stations up for the illegals.
Right.
And on top of it, they're the church that's promoting all these marriages.
Well, when you're saying the Presbyterian Church, he is representing the Presbyterian Church USA, which is the largest denomination.
Yes, when I say the Presbyterian Church, I mean the big international one been getting all the heat for their stances.
Right, and they're the largest denomination in the USA, and I know about it because I was baptized in it, raised in it. Our church that I grew up in voted to leave that organization. We became Associate Reformed Presbyterian.
Well, I appreciate you making that point because we're talking about, the Presbyterian Church USA. You're right.
Right. And the thing about it is that is the only Presbyterian denomination in the United States that belongs to the World Council of Churches.
And for those that don't know about that, why don't you tell them about World Council of Churches?
Well, it was originally, they were going to form it in 1937, but their organization got interrupted by the Second World War. They finally did organize in 1948, and they were basically an internationalist organization. If you go to their website, you know, just go to searching.
Yeah, the Rockefellers helped set it up, and it's to set up a one-world government church. I mean, that's their own founding document.
Right, and ostensibly it's ecumenical to get all Christians of different denominations to get together and agree on things. But what it really is the front to destroy Orthodox or traditional biblical Christianity.
Well, that's it. That's exactly what they're doing. Good points. Anything else, Victor?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that pastor, even in the Presbyterian Church USA, although it's corrupt from the top down, they are required to, all Presbyterian pastors in that denomination are required to study Hebrew and Greek. And so when he told you that he had not heard of that that scripture of Luke 22:36, he was lying, because they have to be smart. You know, they have to be at least intellectually smart. They don't necessarily have wisdom.
Well, I don't want to say that we know he's a liar, but it's hard to believe that one of the most famous or well-known sections of the Bible is the Garden of Gethsemane and what happened there.
Right.
And of course, the Gospel of Luke. So to claim that, I say, well, the Bible says we should sell our cloaks and buy swords. And he says, I've never heard of that. That's not true.
Well, if he hadn't heard of that, he is unfit to be a pastor in any denomination.
I just want to point out that the big Presbyterian Church, again, they're for the open borders, gun control, all of it.
Right. And like I said, our church I grew up in became aware of that early on. But I also wanted to comment that I enjoyed the interview with Hutton Ibsen yesterday.
I know. Every time I have Hutton on, people beg me to get him back on the show, and we really appreciate the time he spent with us.
I was only disappointed on one point, and that was where, toward the end, he was saying that he didn't read that much from the Old Testament. And in 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So I think that other than that, he's on the right track. And
all right. Well, listen, I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead now and talk to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
This is a little different subject.
Hey, that's fine.
I was reading the March issue of Soldier of Fortune, and they took down some heroin labs, special forces in Afghanistan.
Yeah, by the way, Afghanistan is now the world leader in opium production, but before we, quote, liberated it, the production had fallen off to almost nothing.
Well, these special forces guys went in with a reporter. They took down the labs, and about a week later, from higher up, they were told to cut it out, stop. You're stepping on toes.
And that was in Soldier of Fortune.
March, yep. March, which I got last month, but it's a March issue, yeah.
Excellent. I need to get writer of that article on. Who's the writer?
It's at my girlfriend's house right now, Alex. I'm not sure.
Okay. Buy a copy.
It's at the very end of the article. It tells you how great everything went. The very end, it says they were told to stop, cease.
Well, it's come out in the Associated Press, the San Francisco Chronicle, and other publications that Special Forces colonels would have Al-Qaeda pinned down, and they'd be ordered to stand down, and then U.S. military helicopters landed during the war in 2001, 2002, on multiple occasions would land, pick them up, and fly them out of the country.
We were told by a young girl around here, she's about 16, that her and her friends are trying, they're snorting heroin at the age of 13. This is crazy. This is tragic. There's so much of that junk on the streets. It's so cheap.
Well, they're saying that a massive wave in the last year and a half of Afghan opium has hit Europe and the U.S. And, again, the government is involved in the trade. They control the trade. And then they send SWAT teams to bust down our doors in the middle of the night looking for the drugs that they shipped in to begin with. Thanks for the call. Two more calls, and I'm going into news here. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in Kansas City. Ron, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to know the difference between an anti-Semite and anti-Zion. I believe I'm anti-Zion, but not anti-Semitic. I don't believe that God gave that land to the Jews. They took it through the force of arms. The first time when they went in and slaughtered everybody, all the animals, babies, women, children, men. And the second time when British colonists pulled out, Britain and us gave them the weapons, and they went in and destroyed a lot of Arabs then.
Well, certainly Jews are from that part of the world, and I don't support some of the corrupt things that Israel's involved in, or arming our enemies, arming Iran, which they're involved in, arming Pakistan, arming North Korea. But the British do it. Our own government does it. And certainly, you know, the whole Zionist movement is racist and is a bad thing. But I'll tell you right now that if you wear a cross in Saudi Arabia, you're lucky if you just get beat up instead of killed. So I don't support what the Arabs are doing either. And, I mean, you know, God did give, the Israelites that land. I mean, certainly, you know, that's in the Old Testament, and they are from that area. So I don't know how you can say that, you know, that Jews don't have a place in that area of the world.
Well, they were the Hebrew slaves of Egypt, and then the second time when we gave it to them after World War II, they were just people that integrated into Europe. So they aren't the biblical Jews when the Romans destroyed them around the 70 AD. Those are just Europeans.
Well,
I
tend to agree that when you look at the Zionists actually involved with Hitler early on, and some of the things they've done, I wouldn't even call these people Jewish. And that's what I've been saying is that we shouldn't let any group represent us. You know, if you're Jewish, you shouldn't let the ADL be your spokesman. And if you're a gun owner, you shouldn't let the NRA be your spokesman, because these are sellout groups working for the New World Order. But I don't think that Jews run the New World Order. I think that you've got Jews involved in the New World Order. But I think that when you say, well, it's a Jewish conspiracy, you fall into a trap that the New World Order wants to foster, because you've got Dutch royalty, British royalty, you've got all these elite families working together to bring in this New World Order.
Well, I'm not saying that I'm against the Jews. It's nowhere in history, or even today, has two governments simultaneously ruled the same capital. But yet, everybody around the world and our government says that that's what's going to happen. Where else in history has two government entities, power, authorities, ruled the same capital?
Well, look, let me just say this to you.
We're at war because of what we've done for the Jews.
Well,
because
see,
the Arabs hate us.
Sir, so you really think Al-Qaeda is a bunch of Arabs, and you really think they attacked us because of our support of Israel? You really believe the official story, because 9/11 was a government attack? I mean, it's total theater to say anything else.
No, I don't believe that. I believe that by trying to talk at this thing about Mel Gibson, the difference between a Zionist and anti-Semitic. See, they never said a Zionist. What is a Zionist?
Hey, listen, I appreciate your call. Let me try to boil this down, what you're saying. And if this is what you're saying, I agree with what you're saying. What you have is you have organized crime. It's real simple. I mean, I'm sure we've all heard of the Italian mafia. Well, if you criticize the Italian mafia, they don't say, oh, you're anti-Italian. I mean, this is my view of it, and I've really studied this. Okay, we're not going to defeat the New World Order unless we come together against the New World Order, folks. But to try to boil this down, you have, you know, the Italian mafia, the Irish mafia, the German mafia, the big mafia that's the WASP mafia that nobody ever seems to talk about. And you've got the Jewish mafia, you know, Bugsy Siegel and all those people. And so I'm against the Jewish mafia. And the Jewish mafia got smart. They said, you know, we'll call ourselves Zionists, and we'll use this as an umbrella to carry out our criminal activities. And then if anybody criticizes us, we'll say they're anti-Semitic. Well, I'm against the WASP Nazi mafia that's skull and bones. I'm against the Masonic mafia, which at the top is a bunch of different groups working together. I'm against the German mafia. I'm against the Jewish mafia. And I should be able to criticize the Jewish mafia. That shouldn't be a taboo subject. And I don't think it is a taboo subject anymore because so many people are pointing it out. But I think that it's a bigger globalist plan to just say, oh, well, it's Jews. Well, it's not Jews. And you know, Jews are not the New World Order. Are Zionists a big part of the New World Order? Yes. Is the Jewish mafia a big part of the New World Order? Yes, because the New World Order, when you boil it all down, is an organized crime syndicate. And you've got different governing families ruling over different countries and different areas and different sectors of the economy. And so I'm fighting organized crime. That's what this show is about. That's what the New World Order is. And so they've got it set up where if you criticize certain mafias, you're supposedly a racist. It's like the Mexican mafia in the Southwest. Very corrupt, very influential, very powerful. And I criticize the Mexican mafia and their fronts like Mecha and La Raza and others. Does that mean I don't like Hispanics? Well, no, of course not. And that message, my message, has successfully been telegraphed to Hispanics. I mean, they're some of the biggest fans of this show. They understand what I'm saying. I have Jewish listeners. I have every group out there listening who wants freedom and liberty. And so we need to get past labels and fight evil. But the globalists want to use labels. They want to label things. They want to drive a wedge. They want to balkanize. Let's talk to Wesley in Tennessee. Go ahead, Wesley. Good to talk to you, Wesley.
Hi. How are you today, Alex?
Fine.
I want to go back to a previous story that I think is really important, and that's the story about the man that was arrested for the possession of your videos. I think the bullseye or the crosshairs that they're aiming for is not the particular individual. I think what they want to do is set a court precedent to declare those videos anti-government, so they'll have an excuse to prevent people from buying those videos, making copies, and distributing them. I think that's what this is really all about.
Well, Wesley, I have to tell you, from looking at this case, this is a small town in Kentucky, Fredonia, and this is good old boy behavior. The cops see the videos, they get mad, and they say, this threatens us, which it doesn't, unless they're corrupt. Then they go and arrest this fella. Then they try to claim he threatens them in the squad car, which he obviously didn't do. So I just think it's good old boy, boss hog, small town corruption. Because, I mean, we've got listeners who give police copies of the videos and the police beg for more copies. That's the normal response. That's what we've seen from coast to coast. You've got this case where cops didn't like him doing what he did. They think they're God, so they went after him.
I certainly hope you're right. I hope that's what it is.
Well, it just shows who this judge is. You know, the judge says, you're guilty of giving a police officer an anti-government, anti-police video. And so this guy thinks he's God, basically. And so they want to persecute somebody who told them they were corrupt.
Well, I hope that's all it is. Maybe I'm just making a mountain out of a molehill.
Well, it's a small town doing it. If it was the FBI or somebody, I would say yes. And certainly that's what the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and others have tried to do. They're trying to create a chilling effect where they demonize and list gun groups, conservative groups, land rights groups in amongst, you know, the Klan and other unsundry groups. This is the tactic. But it's not working. I mean, look at the passion. It's going to make, now they're saying over 30 million its first week. and it's on track to make $100 million despite all the demonization. We're the majority. We have the power. We just simply have to move against the New World Order. All of us have to act as leaders in this fight.
I certainly agree with that, and you're in my daily prayers, so God bless, and let's keep up the good fight.
All right, thank you for the call. We're going to break here, and I'm going to come back and go through some news. And boy, there is a lot of it. And then we got Greg Palast coming up. We'll continue to take calls. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. But when it all comes down to the end of the day, we're fighting evil. And there's been evil in every corner of the world throughout history, whether it was Japan or Europe or the Americas before the first white man, you know, stepped on the new world, the Indians in northern Central America and in southern North America were engaging in human sacrifice. And we're just saying no to that mindset.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Greg Palast is coming on the last 30 minutes of the next hour, so we'll have time to get to all your calls and cover some of the news I haven't gotten to yet. I want to go to Charles in Louisiana because while we're on the subject of my videotapes, Charles is one of the people that I know has given out thousands of copies, copies he's made of the films. I don't even know if Charles called in about this subject. But Charles, what have you seen happen in your area?
Well, Mr. Jones, I got a hassle four or five times on tapes and different things. And I got so scared one time, I was scared I was going to go to jail. So I went into the sheriff's office, and I took a copy of, I think it was Police 2000, and 911 Road Attorney, and I asked him, I said, I got to ask you, is this against the law? And I gave him a copy of Vampire 2000. I said, if it is, you need to tell me. He said, I'll view it. Give me a few days, and I'll view it. And I went back. He said, no, you ain't doing nothing wrong.
The police have to ask if giving somebody a news article is illegal? Giving a C-SPAN video?
I asked them that because I was being hassled by the police.
Now, how many years ago was this?
That was 4 years ago.
Okay.
About three years ago.
Okay, so 3 years ago, you would be... how would you be harassed for giving out videos?
Well, they even threatened to take my chihuahua away because I was on a public parking lot, private property, selling flags and all. And they threatened to, they said I couldn't be in there.
Okay, so it was over the flags.
Yeah.
What was the process like with the videos after they saw them?
Well, after he got it, I had one policeman kind of harassed me for being on church property, giving out dark secrets of Bohemian Grove. And then when a preacher called me up, police stopped me. They said, don't worry about it. Just don't go on his property. But I had gave them policemen tapes. I gave out a tape to the judges in Livingston Parish. I gave out to the clerk of court in Livingston Parish. I gave out tapes to the detectives up there. I gave out every policeman in them two parishes got tapes from me. And they said nothing was wrong with it. Matter of fact, half of them asked me to make other tapes and gave me money to buy blank copies, make tapes for them.
Now, what effect did that have over the years of giving them videos?
Well, everybody shakes my hand. They have coffee. Me. I have breakfast with policemen. They wouldn't even talk to me before because I'm an ex-convict. They come over, sit over here, and we buy each other breakfast. I got to be good friends with them. Matter of fact, I've been in one of them's house. Me and my wife went over to his house.
So to show their mindset, at first they didn't know if videotapes were legal, but now they ask you for more copies. Now they buy you breakfast.
Well, sometimes, not every day, but I buy them breakfast one time when they buy me breakfast. They know my wife. I've been over to their house.
What have they said about the New World Order now?
Well, they said that, here's what I get from all of it. They said that the federal government is trying to run everybody's life. Matter of fact, the policeman told me if I get guns, to bury them. A policeman told my hand of God, he said, if you get some guns, bury them because they're going to try to take these guns away from us one day. A policeman told me that right there in Walmart.
How many copies of my films have you handed out?
It's over 4,600. A little over 4,600.
And what has the effect been in your community with the awakening?
Well, people are awakened. They talk about it now. They're not scared to talk about it because there's evidence that it's not their opinion, but news articles from the tape. They talk to police about it. In the grocery store, I had coffee with four or five people that talk about the tape and other things, too. I mean, if I wouldn't have did this, if I wouldn't have did it like I did it, I would I would be scared to talk. But now the word's out. It's in Livingston Parish, and I put them in mailboxes. Nobody ever harassed me. But I have got harassed when I first started. But now I have a free hand. I actually go into the police station and pass these things.
And see, that's how it works. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared. In time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And it shows the mindset they first had and how they were awakened to the truth. And the story you've told is a story I have seen duplicated hundreds of times around the country. So God bless you, Charles. I appreciate the call. And if you want some of these videos, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call the toll-free number. Third hour coming up. Stay with us.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive.
The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.